Come in there. Whoever you are, I know how to use this.
Oh, jeez.
Here we go.
I know. You can't understand me. But put down the stapler or I will electrocute you.
Hello and welcome to Bravo Witsicast episode 107. We're not dead. Here to talk about anime and other stuff, whichever else comes up, and we're not dead. My name is Trace Knuck, and we are not dead. And with me today is
Firehawk 12.
And we are not dead.
Also not dead.
We are alive. And yeah, so things happened in like the last almost 2 months of between this recording and the last one. So yay.
Did you want to talk about, I guess, some of like the I don't know, I guess the industry stuff or whatever, or like,
sure, just, why not?
I haven't been keeping up much, but like, well, like, I guess the big thing is the split between Funimation and Crunchyroll, which also split up that Verve.
Yeah,
was it VRV or whatever?
The Verve, also known as the not available in Canada. So
who cares? I guess
who cares?
But like,
section, yeah,
which they then replaced with High Dive. And then, yeah, I don't know. It's very interesting because when they got together, it seemed sort of like a natural fit in terms of like we're cannibalizing each other's sales and basically putting each other out of business. But now that I guess both companies are owned by mega corporations, that doesn't really matter anymore.
Yeah. Well, I think it was more of like, hey, my name's Funimation, and I'm good at dubbing and doing physical releases, but I suck at subtitling and simulcasts. And then Crunchyroll's like, hey, I suck at licensing and dubbing and releasing, but I'm really good at subtitling and simulcasts. And then mommy and daddy loved each other very much, et cetera, et cetera. The end.
It's weird because I don't know, like for a while Funimation gave up their physical, like their home distribution stuff to someone else, right?
Well, I think it's just Universal does it, but I don't even know if that's the case now since Sony, but anyway.
Yeah, that's weird.
It's weird.
And it's like of course Sony owns Aniplex. So I wonder, like, because I haven't checked up, but like, has any Aniplex stuff sort of been exclusively Funimation?
So far, everyone's favorite series, Sword Art Online, seasons 1 and 2 are available on Funimation now. So, no, I think it's still there. Because I think they're still doing the alicization stuff. Yeah, it's still there. I think so. Yeah, it's all still there.
Interesting.
Even the dub's still there. So, I don't know. Maybe it's Maybe it was a licensing thing with the time frame. Who knows? But what are you gonna do? I don't know. I just find it all very confusing.
It's a very, yeah, I'm just reading the wiki on, at least on Funimation. It's very, it's a weird history. Yeah, like they had that deal with Universal Home Pictures. They also, I forgot, they had a deal with Nico Nico, which went nowhere.
Oh, right.
Remember when Nico Nico had a English anime streaming service for like a second that, yeah, Funico. Yes. And my God. I'm not sure how I feel about this in terms of just like it's, I mean, then you also have, I mean, I assume Amazon still in anime? I don't even know.
I think only on a contractual basis at this point.
Like they're not doing any, like after Strike died, they're not like acquiring new titles or whatever.
Pretty much. I think, let me just see, because I think the only thing that's there is the possibly the Noitanima block stuff that's always been there because of that.
Right. Because of their deal. But, yeah.
Yeah. But other than that, it's pretty much.
So, I mean, I guess it's, yeah, I guess it's back to potentially bidding wars between, well, I guess Netflix is sort of also in the mix, but on a season by season volume basis, it's going to be CR and Funimation, and I guess I don't even know what High Dive / Sentai / I don't know what they do. I see they just seem to be, they seem to have a unlimited pit of money from somewhere to do these things that don't make any financial sense, but oh well.
Yeah, like when dub releases come out with their physical releases, they post the dubs on a weekly basis, apparently. Because I've been, because I finally got my big screen TV PC shit finally figured out with a Bluetooth keyboard.
Right.
And I've been catching up on Made in Abyss, and I went back to check it, and I'm like, what? Japanese only, but, and then I checked at the bottom and it said dub release on,
oh, that's funny.
Like November 27th and then December 4th and then December 11th, 18th, 25th. I'm like, what?
Right.
That's some weird shit. But
yes.
Anyway.
That's funny to me. But
no, it's not. It's not funny. It's High Dive. I'll be here all week.
Oh, God. Oh, I guess speaking of Funimation, I just noticed I had it and I totally forgot. I have both the Star Blazers releases that they put out.
Oh, hey!
It was neat, I guess. I don't know if I'll ever watch them again, but
yeah. Who knows whatever happened to that last core Funimation.
Well, also the, like, I guess there's even the movie, there's still no sign of what's happening with that, as far as I know.
True, but
yeah,
I know the second, like the second half, or I guess it would be Star Blazers 2202, kind of goes a little bit closer to like Macross than 2199, where it's like leans into the whole like,
oh yeah,
love angle pretty hardcore. But
oh yeah,
anytime you want to release that last core, I'll be
I think it just came out in what do you call it, in Japan.
So. Oh, okay. So that's why. Yeah. I haven't been keeping up on the Japanese side, so that makes sense now.
There's a Facebook group, and I saw them someone posting screen caps of it, and like, holy shit. So, but that whole deal, I don't know. It's weird because I'm so I'm pretty out of anime for practical purposes, since I just haven't had time to watch much, but like it's just I've only been following this for I guess about a decade, but then you think about how we went from like basically CR and Funimation sort of having like a lot but not all, so we still had like that fan sub community,
right?
Then of course they started acquiring everything in bulk and competing with each other,
mm-hmm.
and then it's like, oh shit, they're joining forces, and then now they're breaking up again, and it's like, yeah, it's so, I mean, think about like any other industry that's pretty unstable, like, and I don't even know what that means for the future of anime or what, like, you know, what anime will look like, you know, a few years from now. Like, will we still have like two players, or will Netflix try to, like, because I'm also surprised Netflix didn't try to buy either one, but I guess
mm-hmm.
who knows? Yeah, but it's just it's very interesting. It's very interesting.
Will it be? Yeah, because you never know. Because it could be like. Turns out to be hosts Sony and hosts AT&T are like, no, you two can't be together. And then they're like, but we want to be together because we're in love. And then they end up coming up with this convoluted plan of like, now I'm going to poison you, but it's going to be fake poison. So it's okay. But then they're not going to tell the other, and the other's just going to get confused. And then they're going to kill themselves because they think the other's dead. And then the other's going to wake up and be like, oh no, communication, lulz. And then they're going to kill themselves. And then it's just going to be Amazon and HIDIVE/Sentai.
Oh man. That would be hilarious.
And then we all know how that Amazon Sentai shit turned out, so maybe Netflix will save us all.
Maybe it'll be, was it Crave.tv?
Oh, Crave.tv, yeah, we forgot about which after Star Trek canceled, or when Star Trek left, I was like, well, you got dick all for like shit I like, so you can just fuck right off. Anyway, I'm like, it doesn't even have cartoons. What kind of service doesn't have cartoons? Japanese or otherwise. Anyway.
Oh yeah, I guess before we move on, did they release the second season of Sunshine yet?
Not yet. Probably not for another 6 months.
Oh my god. It's been a while, right? Since it
finished? Not really, because it was last year, and the last volume came out. I want to say in May, June.
Oh, really?
Usually, their release is tied to either a year
that window. Sure.
Yeah, like the year after the season aired, or a year after the last volume was released. So
that's, it just feels like it's been forever ago. I mean, I don't know what it was, but it feels like it's been forever ago.
It was winter of last year. So,
wow. Okay.
I know, between now and then, it feels like it's been ages since we had Love Live slotted into our lives, but
well,
might as well be an eternity, but it's actually not.
The movie is out, right?
No, but we are 7 or 6 weeks away.
Huh. I wow, okay. I assume the movie happened. I don't know.
Nope. January 4th.
That's cool.
Yeah, the fourth life happened, but unfortunately, hopefully due to theater issues, I won't be able to see it. It's not playing near me, which
yeah, is sad. Yeah, I haven't checked, but do they still do the thing where they or at least, you know, they what am I trying to say? They do the theater, they book the theater thingy, and you can watch that.
It's the 15th of December, except for my city, because
didn't they always go to Halifax though?
They did. I don't know.
Something
else. Assuming it's because all of our theaters are full up with lesser shit. So they're like, well, it's not feasible for Halifax this time around, but hopefully when other things come out in a less busy time, they'll be like, sure, we can take $500 from people.
That's too bad.
And what are you going to do? I'm going to buy the overly expensive Blu-ray regardless, so it just means a longer wait.
Oh, man.
Anyway.
How much are those? I forgot.
A lot.
Okay. Fair enough.
I'll just say the third live, when it comes out in March, will be 270,000 yen, and then you can do the conversion from there.
Whoa.
And for lazy people, currently it's at 100 and or it's at 315-ish dollars Canadian.
Good times.
Good times for people that hate money.
One thing I guess that happened that I noticed was that Right Stuff, Nozomi, it did their Kickstarter for Emma Victorian Romance, which I guess is getting a Blu-ray / dub as well, sort of like the Aria thing, which I guess is kind of neat. I think this is gonna work for them in terms of like, we have this weird back catalog of like stuff that isn't super popular, but is like, I don't know, like it's niche. It's like popular niche, like not niche niche, but like, so yeah, like, so I think they have like, and it seems to have worked for them, like two out of two anyway. So I think this is like a way to go forward for them, at least for their back catalog. There's something there's the weird stuff with Tamayura where they have the show, but they can't afford the rights to the last season because of the music. So I don't, maybe this will be a way for them to do it. I don't know, but I don't know if it's not, if it was a money issue, or if like the Japanese people are like, we just don't want anyone to own, like have the rights to this or whatever, but maybe this can be a way for it. But that's just interesting. Like, I mean, I don't know. I haven't really been following anime Kickstarters at all other than these ones, but it seemed hasn't seemed like there's been a lot since like that sort of initial boom a few years ago. And these ones, the fact that they're doing okay, I think is a good sign for them anyway. I don't know. Mm-hmm. But yeah. I think the one big regret is I tried to order Utena from Amazon.com, like their Blu-ray release, and
right,
I guess because they kept delaying it, Amazon's like, we're just not gonna carry this. Oh. And so and like, I don't want to pay the FedEx fees from Right Stuff because shit's expensive. I will get those eventually, but who knows when. But anyway, yeah, I don't know. Was there I think that was like the big quote unquote industry news, like the splitting up of, you know, this
pretty much, that's where
right
the only thing I can
And like it's like both it was like first it was an unprecedented partnership, and then it just became like now it's like an unprecedented divorce, I guess.
No. Why can't we all just be a big happy family? Oh well, it's fine, because when Disney buys Sony and AT&T, they'll get back together.
Yes. Well, yeah, it's like we're either all going to be owned by Disney or by Google. I'm still not sure which one.
The Google?
The Google.
Or Google knee?
Google Disney versus Facebook CBS.
Yeah. Side note, it's probably the only thing I just concede immediately. But it's probably one of the only couple things my friend and me disagree on is he's like, man, that live action Aladdin and Lion King. I'm like, ugh.
Have they released like actual trailers, or is it just still teasers?
There's a trailer for the Lion King, and I'm just like, ugh.
So is it it's all CG animals basically? Like, what is a live action Lion King supposed to be?
Well, let me indirectly through the power of the internet show you,
because I saw there was like an Aladdin teaser, but it was like,
yeah, there's a teaser for Aladdin, but there actually was something that came out recently.
Weird.
For the Lion King, and I'm just like, yeah, I don't know. Like that, and I just have so much investment in that. Like all of my childhood memories are like the Lion King.
Sure. And,
a lot of my it's just posting it there twice in the chat, but
I will just scrub through this to see the animals. Oh yeah, huh? That's kind of impressive in terms of like how sort of realistic it looks. But sure. Oh, there's the scene. He's lifting him up. Okay. Anyway.
Anyway, and I'm just like, and just
it does kind seem of, pointless.
It does, and it doesn't carry any of like the cool shit. Like, remember, like the artist they had to do like the African singing in the original Lion King. If you translate that to English, it's all about like the apartheid and fighting against oppression.
Sure.
And then Disney was like, so the legal department wants a translation of those lyrics. And they're like, where'd he go? And I'm just like, that's hilarious. And the fact that Timon and Pumbaa came in to read originally for the hyenas, but then they're like, you know what? I got a warthog and a meerkat with your guys' name on it. And I'm just like, oh. Anyway. But.
Interesting.
That's not anime. That's other stuff.
It's CG anime.
Well, no, if you're paying attention, I open every podcast with anime and other stuff. This is clearly other stuff, which falls under the umbrella of the Bravo Whiskey Cast mission statement. But anyway, that's neither here or there. But before I guess get into what I've been watching this season, just sort of like a brisk Netflix recap of stuff that, oh God, that.
She-Ra?
Not She-Ra. I'm trying to lock the trailer for the Christmas Chronicles because it's auto playing on their website. But
what's the Christmas Chronicle?
It's like their Kurt Russell is Santa.
What? What? What?
This
Christmas, Kurt Russell is Santa Claus.
Let me just tell you, 8 tiny reindeer, 2 squabbling siblings, and a Santa who's full of surprises. It's a Christmas Eve they'll never forget. That's the tagline that's on their website.
I guess Netflix is getting into this stupid Christmas movie thing as well.
Yes. And their website is very hard to navigate because now I'm scrolling down and now I'm hitting the Mowgli trailer that's playing automatically and playing in my ears and distracting me. Where is it? Oh, there it is. Dragon Pilot is really cool and I like the art style. It gets kind of weird because it's about girls' relationships with dragons that disguise themselves as airplanes.
Sure.
How if they fall in love with anyone else but the dragons, whenever they try and pilot them, the dragon starts to eat them. And if you look at some of the trailers, it's like they fly them kind of like Ava style, except you're like, that's inside them. They wear like a special helmet that does this like AR bullshit.
Oh, that, right.
They're literally like inside the dragon's esophagus and like hitting the dragon's inside to make it go in a certain direction. But that's probably getting into too much detail. And it's kind of gets a little weird towards the end, but still a good time. And let's see. Seven Deadly Sins, if that's like your jam, you've probably already watched it already, so why am I saying anything about it? Forested Piano is actually pretty good. The only weird parts I find about it is I like how like stealth sports anime seems to like weasel its way into other things, where it's like, how do you make an anime about two kids playing piano, one who is naturally talented and the other who is, you know, got to where he is through hard work and dedication. How do you make that interesting? I know, a tournament. I mean, a piano competition.
Oh,
but
that old classic story.
Yeah, but it's like if Your Lie in April was your jam, but I'm like, man, I don't want my waifu to die. If that spoilers. Was your spoiler. if that's your jam, but you're like, man, I don't like my dead waifus, Forrester Piano is probably your thing. And I'm just trying to think, because I think that's everything I watched on Netflix. And then I went to see the Hero Academia movie, and I got in a mild argument with a guy sitting next to me about how he really wanted a live-action Hero Academia movie. And I was like, why would you wish that horrible dumpster fire upon yourself? Because like everything's been such a great track record so far. From
what was Netflix? Netflix is doing a live action something, right? But I forgot what it was.
I can't remember. I do like know live. That they currently have Bleach and Full Metal on there, but
right. I don't know if there's something else, or maybe that was it.
Yeah, not...
interesting.
anyway, and they're just like, but like, I know Japan does this a lot to varying effect, and a lot of people don't really hear. Oh, I guess the only thing Netflix did was the Death Note thing, but other than that, I know nothing.
Oh, it was Death Note. I forgot about that.
And I'm just like, but we've had such a great track record of adapting long-running shonen series into 2.5-hour movies. And I'm just like, wait, no, what's the opposite of that? Oh, right. No, it's been a dumpster fire pretty much every single fucking time. And from what I hear, like, if Japan, the country who originally conceives them, can't pull it off, what hope does Legendary have? Because a couple days later, I read that Legendary has greenlit a Hero Academia movie, and I'm like, I don't get it. And his argument, the buddy sitting next to me, was like, no, but CG is to a point where they could really pull it off. And I'm like, yeah, sure, I get it. But why not just animate it at that point? Like, why not just have your weird Yu-Gi-Oh! Movie that was only produced for North American audiences and was pretty dumb, I think.
I mean, I guess this is where we mentioned Detective Pikachu.
Sure, because Pika Pika.
So it can work. Well, I'm assuming the movie's going to be awesome. But
well, I was mostly referring to, because, well, I haven't played any of the Detective Pikachu games, but it's, you know, your premise is pretty simple, where it's like, although technically all of their premises are simple. Like, for example, Detective Pikachu, you got an adorable Pikachu. He's got a deep Japanese voice actor that's like, lol, because it's weird, because he's cute and fuzzy and small, and you got a Japanese voice actor who's like, nutty. So, so that you got that going for you, but he runs around and solves mysteries. And I guess, like, FMA, you have a guy with a metal arm beating the shit out of people, I guess. I don't know. But, like, if I were to guess, the overall canon and non-canon story developments of Full Metal Alchemist are probably a lot more in-depth than a Detective Pikachu game, and they'll make them easier to adapt.
You don't know. Maybe Detective Pikachu is really in-depth and complex.
Well, it could be. I'm just saying that its source material isn't that way.
What if Detective Pikachu leads to a live action like Ash Ketchum movie?
Oh God. Will he actually die in this one?
Of course not.
Oh. And will it be done by 4 kids? I'm not interested. Trying to get back to sleep this morning, I put on a YouTube video of someone explaining why in the Pokemon anime, why at the end of the first series, Brock disappeared and Tracy, the Pokemon photographer, took his place, is because Brock had squinty eyes. They thought that it would be too racist for the West, so they got rid of him.
I guess that just reminds me, like, I guess there's a story going around, like, people are finally noticing that the Charlie Brown Thanksgiving thing has, like, a little racist thing with, like, the black character, whose name I can't remember at the moment, but that was, like, a weird story. It was like, wow, it's like, you just noticed this, but okay. I think it's like the food that they... So, everyone else has like so they all eat dinner together, but he has like different food that quote unquote like what you would expect black people to eat. And they're like, oh Charlie Brown, what are you doing? But anyway.
Franklin Armstrong.
Yes.
Or Franklin.
Yep.
I knew that at the top of my head. I didn't Google it at all.
Right. Anyway, yeah. Did you watch any, I guess, non-Netflix anime?
I did. I have. And it's all very much things I wouldn't necessarily be saying that I did watch. For example, I was going to watch The Year of Sword Art Online, but then I didn't, even though it's supposedly better.
You can still catch up.
I could still catch up. It's a thing. They put the episodes online and they stay there, and I could
My God.
watch them at any time. I just don't want to right now.
A
So,
year fucking anime of Sword Art Online. It's like,
52
yeah,
episodes.
they just doubled down. They're like, you know what? What was it? I mean, well, I guess technically it has been 52 episodes of like season one and two
Well, it has,
and
but they've
Gun
spared
Gale.
us and skipped seasons all this
Yeah.
time, like one after
We're
another.
all in, baby.
And I don't know. Like, supposedly it's better, but the premise is that it's like Kirito, after realizing that maybe VR is bad, gets stuck in another thing, and everyone's like, it's called Sword Art Online alitization. What does alitization mean? Well, it's derived from Alice in Wonderland, where you're mysteriously whisked to another world accidentally, like Alice. So you could say you're Alicized. And then the process of being Alicized would be referred to as Alicization. And I'm just like, I am out. But maybe you could draw me back in. And then the anime says, but wait, this is different from other VR technology purely in the series because it doesn't just jack into your brain, it jacks into your soul. And then I'm like, nope, that's the line. I'm done. I'm out. Fuck you. So clearly from the sounds you're making, they're clearly sounds of interest. You're gonna watch it?
Yes, that's it. You are correct.
Oh, good. So I
Good.
was worried for a minute. I was
Very
like,
good.
I really have to, like, I really have to, like, usually I ramble and make a bunch of weird analogies. I have to be clear and concise so Firehawk will watch it. So that was my best attempt.
That's funny. It's weird. I was just looking at the chart before we started the show, and I don't know any of these things that are here. Like, I don't think they're, I guess there are there even sequels?
That's a good
Oh,
question.
Thunderbolt, I guess. Are you watching Thunderbolt?
I was, things got in the way, so it's a thing that could happen at some
Yeah.
point. Actually, now that you mention it, there is a sequel on here, but it's kind of a reach. Do you want to know what it is?
Sure.
It's SSSS Gridman.
So many S's.
Do you want to know why those S's are there and why it's a sequel?
Sure.
So, do you remember Power Rangers?
Yes.
Do you remember other lesser attempts at trying to capture Power Rangers with westernized versions like Beetleborgs?
No, but for the sake of conversation, let's say yes.
Okay, so there was Beetleborgs, but more important to this conversation, let me just ask you, do you remember Superhuman Samurai Cyber Squad?
I mean, It sounds like something I would know, but I don't actually don't know.
Starring a young Matthew Lawrence, brother of Joey Lawrence from Blossom.
Oh, really? When was this?
This was 1994.
Oh my god. I mean, I guess that would have been when I would have watched it, but if I did watch it, I really don't remember it at all.
Which is a shame, because you would miss wonderful episodes like when the villains put a computer virus in Matthew Lawrence's alarm clock and gave him nightmares.
Oh, damn.
So he had to use the power of Gridman to fight him off, except he wasn't called Gridman. He was called something else.
So you're saying this is a sequel to that?
It's not, but apparently the SSSS stands for Superhuman Samurai Cyber Squad.
Oh.
Because it has a slightly different looking Gridman, but all of like in the show, he'd have his compatriots represent other vehicles that would come in and attach to Gridman and fight the essentially kaiju of the week.
And they joined into a giant robot thingy.
No, it's like a vehicle that like transforms into giant arms, and then they attach to Gridman and he beats the shit out of people. I mean, kaiju.
Mm.
But so all those vehicles you remember are still there. And even the villain is kind of looks the same as he was in that iteration of Gridman. And it's done by Trigger, and it's super great, and it's very much like this weird animated version of what a sort of modern
90s, I guess.
Well, no, it's modern. It is modern, but it just happened to be based on sort of that version of Gridman, I guess. But it's really good. I wish I could do better than that, but I can't.
Fair. I also saw there right beside it on the chart, this chart anyway, that I guess there's another season of Index.
Yeah, which weirdly enough is like, I started watching Index again because I don't know, I've watched Index pretty much all of the anime related Index material. So Index and Railgun, I think even they're doing an Accelerator anime next year, I think, but don't quote me on that. And now I'm just finding it weird because it's like this, it's kind of like the Marvel Cinematic Universe if the Avengers came before everything else. And then Captain America, Iron Man, Thor happened after that. And then like 15 years later, they came out with like an Avengers sequel.
Sure.
Except the main character in Avengers was Nick Fury, and he didn't show up pretty much in a major way in any other movie. Anyway, Index is cool. It's old. It's really kind of weird and can be really annoying with a lot of its fan service, but if you look past all of that, it's pretty good.
Well, to be honest, at least back in It feels like, it feels weird saying back in the day, but I guess it has been a few years ago. But like, I watched, because I, you know, because I watched Railgun first,
right?
And then there's, I guess there was two or, yeah, I think there were two seasons of that. And then eventually, I tried watching Index because I figured out that they were the same same universe, and it's like, yeah, I don't like this.
Yeah.
It reminds me of, like, I watched Angel before Buffy, and I don't like Buffy at all. I was like, I'm good with Angel, I just don't want to watch Buffy.
Yeah, and just like an Angel, how Doyle is best boy in Index, Uehara is best girl.
Right.
Doyle.
Uehara.
So great. Why do you have flowers on your head? Who cares? Anyway.
did she never made it to Index?
No, she did now. I don't think she was in 2, but she's
in the new one.
She cameos in 3. Like with everybody else. That's why I'm like, like, oddly enough, Index is hardly in it. And you could say, well, yeah, because that's because Toy is the main character, except he's hardly in it this time. And I'm like, wow, that's like having the Avengers without Captain America? Maybe? I don't know. It's kind of...
Anyway.
But yeah, that's a thing. Sort of my biggest surprise so far is I am... What was it? That time I was reincarnated as a slime, which I thought was going to be hot garbage, but it's actually pretty decent. Especially in the first episode where it's the premise is a 40-year-old virgin gets stabbed on the street in Japan and gets reincarnated as a slime in
a world
reminiscent of an RPG where I've heard that before. And you're kind of, because I think his first couple of lines is like, I'm 40 and I'm not married and I'm still single. And I'm like, great, so you're gonna die and then you're gonna have a harem within like 5 minutes. And despite the fact you're a slime, all these girls are gonna fondle you and make me feel horrible.
Is it like Konosuba where it's a comedy?
Yes, kind of. So your main character is basically Kirby but blue. And he's given the ability to absorb anything. And he inadvertently absorbs like this uber powerful dragon that's been sealed away. So that makes him like uber powerful and everyone's afraid of him, I guess. And or everyone that's like, I don't know, characters that may or may not be important. I'm a little behind, but
right.
Mostly because I'm watching the dub. Mostly because I find some of the translation choices hilarious. I believe a line that was a reaction line of Rimuru, which is the titular slime, one of his lines was translated to "this is the bomb.com," and another one, "this is awesome sauce." So why you would watch it in any other language, well, I don't know. Sure, each their own, but I'm just saying, it's pretty dope.
It, It's the bomb.
It's the bomb.com.
Giantbomb.com.
But anyway, I like that show a lot. Just because, you know, comes on Monday, makes me happy. I don't have to worry about, you know, following plots or character names or whatever. I'm just like, and sometimes the music soundtrack goes like 8-bit. And I'm just like, you know what? I like it. So, yeah. It's like, it seems to care a little less than something about something like Sword Art Online. It's not as like, doesn't have a lot of like kind of weird serious bits like Overlord. It's just kind of, we're just gonna hang out and
be, it's just
gonna be great. Yeah. And what if Kirby wasn't Kirby in blue?
Does he turn back into a guy?
He does have a human form, but he, as of I think episode 4-ish, it's featured in the opening, but he's still just a slime.
Okay.
But really, all of this is pointless and a waste of time because the show that I'm pretty much loving this season is Zombieland Saga, which as of last recording, I don't think would have been the case, but it is.
Is it? Does it have any relation? There was a movie called Zombieland, right?
Yes, maybe. I don't know. But I'm pretty... Oh, that was like the zombies in an amusement park?
Yeah.
Only as far as the main characters are zombies.
So what is it about?
So, let me paint you a word picture. There's a girl named Sakura who is on her way to school and ready to submit her application to the National Idol group so she can go and become a national idol of her dreams. And then everything is cut short when she is brutally hit by a truck right in front of her house on her way to school.
Oh.
Smash cut to 10 years later and she wakes up in a weird house with like this weird guy that wears, you know how they wear their jacket but without the sleeves, so they kind of just wear it around like a capelet or whatever.
Right.
And he's got sunglasses on, and he's like, hey, I brought you back as a zombie with these 6-ish other girls, so you can be an idol group and make the Saga Prefecture popular.
So it's an idol show.
It is, with zombies.
And is it like... So it's a love life of zombies.
Actually, yes, because they do kind of riff on sort of idol / love life tropes. Like, just as an example, you know, in the second season of Love Live, where they all do the let's make a miracle thing, where they're like at the sports field and Chica gets up on the high bars and goes, let's make a miracle, and then like flashes all of her friends and then they all go through and say, yeah, let's make a miracle. That So in this,
wait, so is this like serious or like parody or like?
It's kind of like a serious parody. So it's got moments of, so it's got, I haven't gotten to them yet, but I think there's a couple of pretty good, pretty decent character elements and character episodes. But then there's also, there's a moment in one of the earlier episodes where the main character, Sakura, is sort of contemplating on whether they can do this. And they're on a, they're in a playground and they're on that, you know, the merry-go-round thing with the bars that you hold on to and you kind of just spin right around. Well, one of the main characters is just kind of a zombie at the moment. So she's just kind of spinning it.
Wait, she's kind of zombie.
Well, no, she's a, so basically they're zombies, but then they quote unquote awaken and get their personalities back. But okay, one of the members has not awakened yet, so she's essentially a stereotypical zombie. And the Sakura's on the merry-go-round, and the zombie girl's just sort of mindlessly making it spin faster and faster and faster. And she's like, I don't know if we can do this. Like, we can practice as long as we want, but I don't think we can do this and pull this off. And then the other girl stops the merry-go-round, so she goes flying. And, you know, kind of in Love Live where it's like they have like that moment where they're flying and come to a realization that they can do it and pull it off. Well, she has that moment when she's literally flying and she's like, we can do this. I have faith. And then she face plants on the ground.
This sort of, I don't know, have you ever seen that show Z Nation? Like that? Sort of like it's a zombie show on, I guess I'm not sure where it's on here. It's on Sci-Fi in the States.
Probably not because I don't have cable, but
it just reminds me of sort of like that, I guess, because they also just introduced talking zombies.
Oh, okay.
But anyway.
But yeah, they do.
So,
yeah.
So it's just a mash of idols tropes and zombie tropes.
Yes.
Okay.
With a dash of parody thrown in for good measure, but not.
But no one's trying to hunt them or anything.
Only when they do stupid things like run. Like there's an ongoing gag with one police officer that caught them earlier on just walking around as zombies. So they're doing a gorilla performance, and at the end he comes up and he's like, haven't I seen you somewhere before? Then they run away.
Wait, so are they hiding? Like, are they like, do people know that they're zombies?
No, because the producer guy, who is kind of a cross between the producer, like has the physique of the, if you took the physique of the producer from Idolmaster and mixed it with the personality of the principal from Prince Sama, you know, that guy.
Oh, yeah. Wakamoto.
Yes. So, so he's like, I'm going to use the magic of Hollywood makeup to make you look not like zombies. And as long as you don't fuck up your makeup, no one will know.
So is that a thing where someone keeps trying to like, they're zombies, can't you see they're zombies? It's like, what, are you crazy? They're not zombies. They're just idols.
No, at least not at this point, but... At one of their performances, they did knock one of the members' heads off. And they're just like...
It's a special effect.
Yeah, it's a special effect, basically. And then they do like a whole rap battle of them being zombies, and they're just like, nah, they're not zombies.
That's a weird show.
It is. It's great, and I love it.
And I don't know why, like, speaking of old anime, I guess, I just got a flashback of, like, High School of the Dead or whatever from, like, I don't know, 10 years ago, at least. Yeah. And I just remember that stupid boob physics.
Boob physics!
Japan and zombies.
Well, actually, it's more of a boo physics slash perfectly tailored clothing slash bullet time masterpiece.
I mean, if Japan could do that, then idol zombies.
Sure.
It's perfectly normal.
Oh, right. And you have some conflict where two of the zombies were solo professional idols. And they're like, I could totally be a zombie, but, or I could totally be an idol, but I don't know if I could be an idol in a group.
And a zombie.
And a zombie. And they kind of walk out of practice, and as a sort of pep talk, the producer comes out and he's like, you could work with them and it would be great. Or you could just walk away and be murdered because you're a zombie. And then he just turns around and walks away.
Wow. Do they need to eat brains?
No. Also, it's weird because they're like, they still like sleep.
What?
I'm just like, but you're undead.
You're zombies. Anime.
Yeah.
It's like my answer to anything. it just explains anime.
But you know what? It's still accurate.
This is true. Anything else interesting?
Not really. Like, there's Goblin Slayer that set everything on fire because instead of doing proper character development, they just kind of had a rape scene instead. But it doesn't really matter because no character is characterized even having a name. And if they do have a name, I'd never remember it. So. It's like D&D. If all of your all of your player characters' names were just what they were, like one of the main characters, they at least up to the episode I've watched just refer to her as Priestess and the titular Goblin Slayer as Goblin Slayer. And I'm just no names or anything?
Why have names when you could just have their titles?
Yeah. It's like, I have this great D&D character. He's a fighter barbarian, druid multi-class, and he can really fuck things up. What's his name? Barbarian. I'm like, slightly less interested. But anyway.
So were you watching She-Ra or not watching She-Ra?
I have not. Okay. I'm still on the fence.
Will you watch it?
Maybe. Kind of depends how bored / how much free time I have.
Fair.
After I finish Red Dead, but then Assassin's Creed.
Assassin's Creed. Are you going to go back to it?
Assassin's Creed?
Yeah.
Yeah, probably.
I think if I go back to it, I don't know. It's such a fucking scam, but I think I'm going to buy the booster thing. I've seen enough reviews where they say like the leveling is really bad that.
Oh, yeah, the leveling curve. I think I'm past that now, ?
But are you, like, level 30-ish now?
No.
I heard like basically level like the 20s is when it gets really bad.
Oh, I don't know. We'll see. I just kind of find that whole store thing kind of obnoxious, but anyway.
I don't know if I liked Assassin's Creed, like the new one, but it's weird because I haven't played one since Black Flag, even though I own them all. But it's like, I mean, it's not even, it's basically, Dark to me, Creed. It's sort of like, well, it's like Horizon Zero Dawn, more than like the whole idea of like, you know, crawling
Assassin's
up the
Soul?
Yeah, there's no like. All the assassin stuff is like doesn't really exist. It's not in the way that
it used to.
Yeah. Like it's not even about that really. Like you can't, like sometimes when you do your assassin move on someone, they don't even
die.
Yeah, it's like they just you stab them and then I guess they just get back up because you didn't kill them enough. Hard enough. Like, what is happening? It's like, well, I think that was the biggest change for me. It's like, oh, okay, this isn't. I mean, it's not Assassin's Creed in that old sense of whatever Assassin's Creed used to mean, which is very. It's just very strange, but oh well.
Yeah, it's just where it used to be all about like one shot kills. Now it's like,
right,
your number has to be bigger than their number,
right. Which I guess was also like it was introduced in the Origins, but again, I never played it. So.
Origins.
That means,
yeah.
Like so, you like the one before that was the England one, right?
Uh huh. Syndicate.
And so that was like a traditional like.
Yes.
What I would think of as Assassin's Creed, like yes. Okay. Interesting. Oh well.
Oh well.
I guess the sort of mentioned before the show, but the doctor watching cells at work has become like a weird phenomenon, I guess. Yeah, it's weird because I didn't know that there. So I guess this is the YouTube genre now of like I'm a blank professional and I'm gonna watch a TV show about this profession because there's like several doctors watching doctor shows and like there was an attorney who watched the first episode of the Ace Attorney anime to review it. And so it's like, I guess this is just the thing. Like people are like, I'm going to watch something and then comment on it. But for some reason, I think it's because he seems to really enjoy watching the show, which I think no one expected, or at least I didn't expect. and he's just really into it. I guess I should just watch the actual show, but I think I'm happy watching him watch the show.
Well, anyway. You kind of get pretty much everything that feels about from those. So
yeah.
That the only thing you're missing is like the will they, won't they from that's between
the red blood cell and the white blood cell. So do they hook up?
Well, no, because that's not a thing.
Ooh.
And just spoiler for some of the later episodes. It's just the last couple. There was like a dehydration episode and I forget what it's called, but it's where you lose like over a certain percentage of your blood. Like where you go into a certain kind of arrest and that sort of thing. In the dehydration one, it gets to the point where they have, is it? I know the word for it, but I can't remember it off the top, but it's where they like put you on a a drip to like replenish your fluids. And the climax is basically like the end of a needle coming down from essentially the sky and unloading all of this water and refreshing all of the cells. And they're like, what's going on? I don't know, but who cares?
It's
Because
magic.
we're not burning to death anymore.
That's
And
funny.
then in the other episode, in the last episode, Red Blood Cell is basically trying to continue to do her job, and the platelets are trying to create blood clots so blood can continue to flow. And it has Red Blood Cell essentially freezing to death. And then she's about to pass out, and then all of a sudden, all these other blood cells show up, and the other blood cells are like, where did we come from? I don't know, but we're here anyway. And then it goes into like a slide explanation of like what a blood transfusion is.
Right.
And I'm just like, it makes so much sense because they wouldn't know. They'd
I
just be like,
guess,
well, we're here now.
did they go into blood type?
No, but
Okay.
that's, or at least not from what I remember. But anyway, I'm just
I
like,
wonder if,
it's
like,
great.
I guess that would be like the blood cells like fighting each other
I
because they're like,
guess.
you don't belong here. You're the wrong type. I don't know. Anyway.
And like I was saying before the show as well, they're coming out with a winter episode where it's the common cold.
Right.
And I even looked up kind of what the gist of a cold was, like biologically speaking, because it in the preview it looked like this one regular cell is essentially bored of always sort of doing its cell thing and creating other cells and all of that. And he finds this other cell that's acting up and doing stupid things. So it decides to join in and be a nuisance to white blood cell. And I'm just like, I want to know if that's accurate. And I couldn't find it out, but soon, very soon.
Soon we'll know. Right.
Actually, in about a month. Isn't that scary?
Oh man, it's Xmas time.
Xmas time.
Cool.
Yeah.
Anything else exciting happen that you want to
No, that's
mention?
about it.
I guess that's. Are we? Is that
I guess that's it.
it? Been a while. I don't remember how to end the
Something, something. I have been Crazy Canuck.
And Firehawk 12.
And something, something. End of podcast. Goodbye.
Goodbye.